Happy Hump Day. I'm Joel of Heart City Church. Welcome again to Happy and Whole in Him. Let's spend 5 minutes with Jesus. I'm always intrigued when I read the Gospels and I hear Jesus give expression to his emotions. Yesterday we entered into that intimate scene, Jesus' final hours before the cross in Mark 14. He said to his disciples in verse 34, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death." And then we see Jesus went and poured out his heart to his Father. Now we know Jesus was perfect in all his expressions, so we can learn from him that we are to give regular expression to our emotions. You hear the word motion in emotion because emotions are gifts from God to move us towards him and also towards our neighbors, as we see Jesus does here. Emotions are to be excellent servants, but sadly, they tend to be the horrible masters of many in our day. So we need to let Jesus lead us, so we neither stuff our emotions down nor let them rule over us, the two pitfalls we are prone to in our day. Now, the greater tendency is to let them rule us. I mean, how much encouragement do we hear to express ourselves today? You're not authentic if you don't express how you feel. This is a huge pendulum swing from my parents' and grandparents' generation. Back then, folks were to stuff their emotions down. Emotions cannot be trusted. Life is tough, so suck it up. Our heroes then were Clint Eastwood and John Wayne. Be a stoic. Well, Jesus shows us stoicism is not the right way to live. So, for those of us who tend to stuff our emotions down, we need to learn to be in touch with our emotions, which begins with naming them, like Jesus does. And I know that can be hard, if you're not really in touch with how you feel. But the Psalms, which Jesus quotes regularly, they can be of great help here. John Calvin called the book of Psalms an anatomy of all parts of the soul. You find in them the entire range of emotions. These can help train us so we can become emotionally mature. Listen to the psalmist express how guilt affects him, body and soul. "My guilt has overwhelmed me, like a burden too heavy to bear. My wounds fester and are loathsome because of my sinful folly. I am bowed down and brought very low. All day long I go about mourning. My back is filled with searing pain. There is no health in my body. I am feeble and utterly crushed. I groan in anguish of heart." You see how the psalmist here gives us the language we need to identify what's going on as he struggles with guilt, both body and soul. Now, for the rest of us who do give expression to our feelings, and perhaps more than we should, we need to then make sure they are calibrated to match those of Jesus. Listen to Jesus in John 12:27. He says, "Now my soul is troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? No. It was for this very reason I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name." In this scene, the weightiness of the cross is coming full force at Jesus, and the Greek word for troubled here carries great intensity. You see, the cup of wrath for our sins is being pressed into his hand, and Jesus' soul is in an uproar, and he says so. There's nothing more authentic than this. But notice emotions are not ruling, because he goes on to say, "But what shall I then say? Father, save me from this hour? No, that is unthinkable, to let my emotions about dying keep me from my purpose." Jesus does not flinch, because his purpose is to glorify his Father by marching to the cross to save our rebellious souls. Jesus' emotions matter, but they are not his master. This is different than the loudest voice in the room today that say emotions are everything. Jesus shows us that faithfulness to his Father and deepening his relationship with us are more important to him than his feelings, his feeling good. We see here purpose and duty to God take priority. So I want to encourage us to work at naming our emotions. And as we notice how we're feeling and when they tend to take place, the situations, the next question we need to ask is, what is it that I am valuing? This is something we learn from our emotions. Consider all the joy we'll see and hear when little people arrive in outfits to trick or treat. And watch the smiles turn to frowns if you put toothpaste in their bag instead of candy. You see, our emotions reveal what it is that we care about. That is why they are excellent servants, because they reveal what we love. The reason we can have such mixed emotions at times is because we love lots of things. So after we see what it is that we care about, we then can consider our Christian duty, because our character and faithfulness to God must remain at the front. So let us evaluate our emotions to see if we're loving as Jesus does. What a blessing will be to our community as we do. Let's pray. Father, thank you for creating us as those who can draw near to you as we love what you love and as we grieve over what you hate. Forgive us for having such mixed up hearts that do not love as we ought. And grant us this day a new sense of the awareness of what's going on in our hearts, that we might love Jesus more. We pray this in his name. Amen.